This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. The gun violence prevention package that passed the Senate but stalled in the House will be front and center in the next legislative session. That, according to DFL Senate President Bobby Joe Champion of Minneapolis, Champion says the provisions of the bill should remain the same.
Banning military-style weapons and high-capacity ammunition and providing resources for schools, for school safety, mental health services, because it's a comprehensive approach to public safety, right? So we'll do whatever we need to do, and we'll keep pushing the envelope.
Champion says Democrats have to try again.
Even if you have setbacks, you know, a setback is just room for a comeback, right? We got to still bring it forward because we still want to make sure we don't have another annunciation or any other mass shooting.
Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith says the bill failed several votes in committee and on the House floor when it was brought up as an urgency bill. Federal prosecutors will not seek the death penalty against Vance Belter, the man accused of killing former House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband. A spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Justice says capital punishment is off the table, even if Belter pleads guilty to the state and federal charges he faces. A new congressional report accuses Minnesota state officials of failing to act on warnings of potential fraud in federally funded social service programs dating back to 2019. The report, released by the Republican-led House Oversight Committee, alleges state leaders missed opportunities to stop improper payments and remove fraudulent providers. A spokesman for Governor Walz said this committee has proven time and time again to be nothing more than a joke. They continue to rehash COVID-era fraud to distract from the endless wars, gas prices, ICE, and the president's insider trading. End quote. New legislation from Democratic Congresswoman Angie Craig wants to keep the U.S. Postal Service more accountable for delayed deliveries by requiring it to notify customers of undelivered and partially delivered routes.
They have to take accountability for the lack of performance. They have to do better. So many Minnesotans depend on the mail for their prescription drug deliveries these days. So, you know, it actually becomes a matter of life and death. We've had to sort of chase down critical packages for constituents over the years.
Craig says Minnesota continues to rank in the bottom 10 for postal performance across the nation. Minnesota drivers have enjoyed two straight weeks of falling prices at the gas pump. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of unleaded has dropped to $3.97 a gallon. That's 16 cents lower than last week and 22 cents cheaper than a month ago. AAA says there is still uncertainty with our gas prices until the Strait of Hormuz fully reopens. This is MNN.